treatment of the last item. We're going to move ahead to item number 10 to attempt to accommodate folks who have been waiting here for a very long time. If we could have number 10, please, Madam Clerk.
Item number 10 from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, seeking authorization on behalf of USA Triathlon to close Lincoln Memorial Drive on Saturday, August 10th and Sunday, August 11th, 2013, for the staging of triathlons.
Ms. Schlesser, would you please introduce yourself to the folks out there?
Yeah, once again, I'm Laura Schlesser, Chief of Administration and External Affairs for Milwaukee County Parks. Chairman, we presented an informational item last cycle regarding USA Triathlon's proposal to hold triathlons in downtown Milwaukee. We are not the only partner in this endeavor. There's many other stakeholders involved, including Lakeshore State Park, the Art Museum, Discovery World Summerfest, Harbor Commission, to name a few. There are many. What we would like to do today is bring up two individuals, Mr. Brent Forrester from Visit Milwaukee and Jeff Dyrek from USA Triathlon, just to present their vision for the triathlons and then present an action item for your consideration for the closure of Lincoln Memorial Drive for the event. So if, with your permission, I'd like to turn it over to them.
Please do. Welcome. If you could introduce yourselves so that we know which chair.
Good afternoon. I guess we're started in the morning. Now we're in the afternoon, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. Brent Forrester, Vice President with Visit Milwaukee.
And Jeff Dyrek with USA Triathlon.
Please.
Thank you for your time. Visit Milwaukee is the primary organization that's targeted with the task of promoting the greater Milwaukee area to visitors in the form of leisure travelers, but also convention goers and events. One of our strategies over the last several years is to take take advantage of the assets that we have. The parks are a big part of it, in a market that we call the sports market. And we pursued a number of different events. We've had a lot of successes. This is one of our best to date. We pursued USA Triathlon Championships, which is a very prestigious event. It is out of the national governing bodies of the U.S. Olympic movement, and Jeff's going to get into a little bit more on detail on that. We did secure it for 13 and 14. As was said before, we're working with the parks, but a lot of different entities and a lot of different communities to come together and to show this group what a great job that this area can do. I do thank Supervisor Stamper for ending our last discussion on how, reminding everyone how great our parks was, because our guest traveled here to talk about this event and used, which is primarily in our parks, and just heard the good, the bad, and the ugly. So hopefully he's still on board. So with that, I'll just mention that this group is roughly about 6,000 people from out of town alone that will come. One of our strategies, because of our limited marketing budgets, like most cities of our size, is to get people here, because a lot of people haven't seen Milwaukee or haven't seen Milwaukee lately. This is one of those groups that accomplishes that. We hope they come back again to visit. And while they're here, in direct spending alone, based on the 2011 survey, $2.7 million in direct spending, about $5 million in total economic impact for each year, 13 and 14. With that, I'll turn it over to Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, committee members. So again, like Brent said, I'm the National Events Director with USA Triathlon. I'm tasked with conducting these events for us all over the country. We are the national governing body for the sport, which means we govern it, set the rules, provide the sanctionings. You know, we're a member federation of the U.S. Olympic Committee. So last year in London, we were tasked with putting our team together and performing in London as well in the sport of triathlon. So we sanction over 4,300 events every year across the country. We have over 160,000 annual members, you know, about another 500,000 in terms of one-day members, 2 million plus participating in multi-sport on an annual basis. So we're touching everyone from athletes, coaches, officials, parents, you name it. We're touching them when it comes to multi-sport. Again, our slogan is fueling the multi-sport lifestyle, because there's more than that we do is just events. I mean, we're an educational, trying to encourage the healthy lifestyle. Our mission is to encourage sport and enhance the multi-sport experience in the United States. So, you know, who's participating in the event that we're talking about? This is the age group national championship. It consists of two distances, an Olympic distance, which is a swim, bike, run event, with the swim being just under a mile long, the bike about 25 miles in length, and then the run is a 10K, which is about 2.6 miles. The sprint distance, which is half that, so 750 meters, which, again, just under a half a mile, 20K bike, again, looking about 12, 13 miles, and then a 5K run, about 3 miles. So it's a three-day multi-sport festival. Athletes are going to come in, on average, staying about three nights here in the community. We're looking at athletes ranging from the ages of 16 to 80-plus. We did have, I think, an 85-year-old participating last year in the event, which is great to see. But this is the national championship. This is, you know, everyone, you know, 90% of the participants that come to this event will be coming from outside the state of Wisconsin. So all 50 states, I mean, it's a great event. It's created a lot of buzz. It is the sole qualifying event to get to the World Championships. So if anyone who wants to represent the United States at the World Championships has to come through Milwaukee in 13 and 14. So, again, I just touched a little bit on the events. It is a swim, bike, run event. The Olympic distance will take place on Saturday with the sprint race taking place on Sunday. Again, the course, and this is still, again, a lot of collaboration going on, exactly what we'll be doing. But, again, the swim will take place in Lake Michigan just outside of Discovery World. The bike, Lincoln Memorial Drive, the Hone Bridge, 794 Lake Parkway. The run will also go through the Lakeshore Park, State Park System, Veterans Park. Again, the finish venue kind of still in discussion, but the concept is to be at the Milwaukee Art Museum, using the Summerfest grounds for the awards ceremony, you know, the expo at Urban Park, Harbor Commission, and, again, using all the variety of hotels throughout the downtown area for this event. So the swim course, as I mentioned, Discovery World, you'll see there. The blue box is kind of what we call the transition area, the staging area, so that's kind of where all the bikes will be housed. That becomes the center of the venue. You can see it located next to the Summerfest grounds, next to Discovery World. Bike course, again, we're still working out the exact course, but, again, going everywhere from Shorewood South to Cudahy. Sorry. Remembering all the different cities we've been working with here. So, and then with the run course, again, using Veterans Park and through the state park as well. The finish and main venue, as I mentioned, the blue box is the transition area, so that's where the majority of everything will take place. And then also hopefully utilizing the art museum as our finish area with a great backdrop. I mean, I think that's what's iconic for the city. Projected economic impact, we're looking at 4,000 participants, and that when I say 4,000, that's just the number of athletes that will be competing with, again, 90% of those coming from outside the state of Wisconsin. You know, they also bring along with them about, you know, 1.5 to 2 tag-alongers. So overall, we're going to be bringing roughly the 10,000 to 12,000 individuals to Milwaukee, you know, for this event. Average night stays, typically about three nights. And again, so you can see right now, which is the conservative economic impact projected of just over $3 million. And as Brent mentioned, some of the more accurate numbers for 2011. But, you know, again, $5 million is not a number that we're afraid to mention. So that's kind of who we are. And open to any questions or comments.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, it is an honor for this community to be selected. And so to everyone that participated in the bid process, thank you. Second of all, I just want to send out special kudos to our local people that are going to be volunteering and doing a lot of the grunt work. I know that you come from – where's the home office, by the way?
Yeah, we're out of Colorado Springs. So, again, as a member federation of the U.S. Olympic Committee, we're stationed at the training
center. I'm assuming you're going to have a stellar – internal team here that's pretty much going to be your lieutenants, if you will.
Yes.
And I want to just say, and I know there's some of them in the audience, and they've been here before. Thank you in advance. Thank you for all the hard work and everything. I know it's going to be wonderful. We're going to get a lot of decent and very good publicity in all of our venues and stuff, and look forward to a very successful event.
And I second that.
Thank you. Mr. Keegan, it came to my – you brought to my attention the fact that we had a mild misstatement in the resolution that would require an amendment to remedy it involving the closing time. Could you just explain that briefly to folks? And I assume this is acceptable to all parties involved.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes, it is. We've been working – with a lot of different partners in putting this together, as these guys have mentioned. Everybody down on the lakefront, all the municipalities, all the different cities, you know, City of Milwaukee, Cudahy, St. Francis, going north to Shorewood and all that. And so one of the challenges that we have was working with the Art Museum and the initial proposed 2 p.m. closure or reopening on Saturday and the 1 p.m. opening on Sunday. I'd like to request a modification to those to be changed to 1 o'clock on Saturday when LMD would reopen, and then to, from 1 until noon on Sunday. Spoken with Mr. Keegan and Dan about this, and he is satisfied that this will make their business plan better.
And we have those specifics outlined in the amendment. If the clerk could read the amendment, and then Supervisor Haas.
The amendment is to amend line 36 of the Be It Resolved clause of the resolution as follows. Be it resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors does hereby authorize the interim parks director to close Lincoln Memorial Drive on Saturday, August 10th, 2013, from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m., and Sunday, August 11th, 2013, from 7:30 a.m. until 12 p.m. for the staging of triathlons.
And that's acceptable. Thank you very much, Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wish to formally introduce that amendment that will make the prescribed change in the timeline. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, I wish to thank a colleague from the other side of the subcontinental divide, Waukesha County Supervisor Michael Crowley, for bringing this event to my attention last summer. And we've been quietly working together, pointed him to my colleague Supervisor Jersic to work with on the matters in Cudahy. And I'm very excited about this event. So thank you.
We have a motion to approve by Supervisor Haas. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also want to thank you for hosting this event here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But you said it was acceptable. I was just going to ask you, was that enough time to close an hour earlier for each day?
Yes, we've talked it through and it will work, yes.
Yeah. Okay. We want to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We're a gracious host. All right. I want to be gracious host when you come back.
If it wasn't, you'd be talking to the Art Museum. Supervisor Alexander.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I want to know if Supervisor Stamper is participating because he might need that extra hour to finish.
That's probably due to the bike portion, but that's about it. Thank you very much.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I actually wish to speak to the resolution as a whole rather than only the amendment, so I don't know if...
Why don't we call a roll on the amendment, and then we'll move on to as amended.
Thank you.
On the amendment, is there further comment? Yes, Supervisor Jersic.
You may have covered this before I came in, but just so I'm clear, it sounds like they're going to close the whole bridge at 794, is that correct, going south?
Mr. Keegan?
And I assume the costs are being paid by the event, because that can be quite an involved situation.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that is correct, that the Hone and 794 will be closed, and the event organizers are picking up all costs with that. We met with the DOT yesterday, and they're on board.
Yeah, that's fabulous, closing the Hone Bridge. I know the Right for the Arts did it last year. It's really quite a spectacular, I think, attraction for is it the cyclists or the runners that are going over?
The cyclists.
But I want you to know that I will inevitably hear complaints of missed flights because people unaware that it's closed are heading for the airport with short time available to them.
We need to make sure it's well publicized.
Yeah, we need very much to do that. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, just to point out, we're only closing half, so northbound is still open.
Very
so
good.
You won't. The ones coming home is the ones you're going to hear.
The amendment is before us. If there are no further questions, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
Now on the item as amended, Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to get clarification on two issues. First, if there was any interference with the drive being closed with the Art Museum or the War Memorial or events that they have going on that weekend, if those discrepancies have have been resolved.
Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, yes, all of the issues have been worked through.
Okay.
Everybody is very happy with how we're putting it all together.
Thank you. And my second question, Mr. Chairman, is if anyone knows an intended date for the 2013 Air and Water Show. I know in 2012 it was held that weekend, and I'm curious if that would be the same during the same time frame this year.
Madam Supervisor, that would be the weekend prior. We are actually working with them as well, so they will be the previous weekend. This is also happens to be an open weekend on the Summerfest grounds as they get ready for Italian Fest. Is that correct?
Irish Fest.
Excuse me. Sorry. My mistake. And that's why we picked that time period.
We have to be very careful not to intrude on Irish Fest.
Whoops. Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make sure we were covering all our bases there.
Number 10 is before us as amended. If there are no further questions, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved as amended.
Thank you very much. We look forward to a successful
All right. Good luck with everything.
Item number 11, please.